Good morning. Welcome to our virtual Sunday worship service for the North Star Mennonite Church at Drake, Saskatchewan. My name is Floyd Bartel. I will be leading our time together this morning. Today, Rick Block, who represents the Canadian Food Grains Bank, will be bringing our sermon based on Lamentations 3, 19 through 26. We ask God's blessing on Rick and his family as he shares what God has laid on his heart today. I hope each one of you will be blessed as we worship God together in this unorthodox manner. As Canada begins to crawl out of their foxholes, we continue to see small pockets of COVID-19 outbreaks. Throughout this time, we are reminded that God is our hope in times of trouble. He will be near and sustain us. Last time I worship led at the beginning of May, my hair was long, and I announced the birth of the twins, Calvin and Leah. I'm happy to tell you that Rusty and Georgia have almost doubled their weight and are doing great. In the past couple of weeks, my sister Bee's family has been rocked. Many of you will have heard that their oldest son, Darwin, had a very severe stroke. Darwin is 46 years old. At this point, it looks like he will be left with very severe disabilities, most likely requiring permanent care. Please pray for Darwin and Bee and Joe's family as they cope with this. Darwin is in an Edmonton hospital. I will begin our worship with Psalm 84. We can be sure that God has a deep interest in us and will be there for us. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near you, near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains will also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. All believers are part of God's church. The church lives to praise God. We have no higher calling than to offer God our lives in worship today, from day to day, Sunday by Sunday, now and always. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be, from age to age. Amen. Please join me in a prayer of invocation and confession. Lord God, how majestic is your name in all the earth, from north and south, from east and west. Drawn by your majesty, we come to worship you, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. For the gift of this new day, fresh from your hand, we rejoice. For the renewal we discover in your friendship in Christ, we praise you. In the Spirit's energy, blessing us in each moment, whether joyous or difficult, we place our hopes. Lord God, we trust that all of life is your gift. So give us glimpses of your splendor, glory, and love in this time of worship. Accept our praise, Lord God, Creator, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord of all life and each life, forgive us when we forget that life is a gift, and that you are with us in both our struggles and our achievements. Forgive us when we ignore the value of each person you have created, and for the pain you have caused to others. Bless those who have been hurt by our actions or by our inaction with your healing love. Heal us, too, of the hurts and harms we carry, and forgive us the grudges that weigh us down. Restore our faith in your goodness, and free us to live with you and with each other in reconciling grace. Through the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God assures each one of us his pardon in spite of our sins. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Friends, trust that peace and forgiveness are God's gift to you this day. Be renewed by the power of the Spirit that moves with you into each day. Spirit of wisdom, be our guide as we listen for God's words speaking in the Scriptures. When we are puzzled, grant us clarity. When we resist hearing, open our hearts. Guide us to measure our understanding by Christ, God's living word and witness. Amen. We'll move into a time of our offering. This morning our attention is drawn to the Canadian Food Grains Bank and the work they do to feed people and provide for them in needs when they are needy around the world. Jesus teaches us that even a gift of a simple cup of water is a gift worthy of his disciples. Supporting the Food Grains Bank and other such charities is one way of helping people around the world. Friends, whatever we can give to God can bless the world in Jesus' name. Give so that others may taste God's living water. Let's pray together. Generous and gracious God, we receive so much from you. What we return to you this day has first come to us from you. By your Spirit, multiply our gifts that those who are in need may taste your abundance, which we already know in Christ, our living Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, Rick is basing his sermon on the scripture of Lamentations 3, verses 19 through 26. And at this time, I'll read this scripture. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness will indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. May God bless the reading of his word. We look forward to Rick and his meditation entitled, "The Lord is My Portion." Thank you.
Good morning from Saskatoon. Good morning to one and all here at North Star Mennonite Church. On behalf of Jackie and myself, as Saskatchewan reps for the Canadian Food Grains Bank, we want to thank Pastor Dan for offering us this space to share with you a meditation on scripture, along with an update and a few stories related to our work with the Food Grains Bank. This time of meeting online has certainly been a reminder of the fact that we continue to be the church, even though we are not meeting in a particular building on a Sunday. However, deep down, I do confess I would rather be present with you all, as our family was a few summers ago. Nonetheless, it is a joy to join your congregation this morning. And as you may note from my background, some of you might be familiar from where I am recording. We do have, the Food Grains Bank has an office at MCC Saskatchewan office in Saskatoon. And perhaps very fitting, because as North Star Mennonite Church, the Food Grains Bank member that you have been connecting with, that you support, is indeed Mennonite Central Committee. I'm just going to share my screen. I'm slowly growing as a reader. I'm married to a bona fide reader, and both our children love to read. Now, admittedly, I am realizing that spending time reading and meditating on Scripture can be an easy on-again, off-again companion in my life during good times. And it's become apparent to me in the past 3 months that the living and active nature of God's holy word is very real to me. I find myself drawn back to words of comfort, truth, and promise. And perhaps you can relate to this sentiment too. This morning, I'd like to dig a bit deeper into Lamentations and offer some stories of hope that illustrate for us that indeed the Lord is our portion and that his mercies are new every morning. While I do not have time here this morning to fully sift through this important book, I do wish to offer some limited context and considerations specific to the text that was read. Now, thank you for reading Lamentations 3, 19 to 26. I have the words on the screen, but I won't repeat them again as we've already heard them read. Now, if one reads the book in its entirety, one certainly realizes that this passage is indeed the high point of the lament in terms of expressing hope, this passage that we see right here. And it's a hope that can lead to joy. But that crescendo of hope comes, and then it goes. And that's by intention, because this is not a fairy tale ending. This is Hebrew poetry expressing the grief and loss of life as it was known. The Book of Lamentations is a lament over the destruction of Jerusalem, a city that the author says was called the perfection of beauty and the joy of all earth. But the city and its aura are lost, destroyed, and its brightest citizens are sent to exile in Babylon. In reading Lamentations, I recognize that my experience of loss and grief does not come close to what the author speaks of. But I have experienced the despair that comes when we lose something that brought us great joy. More profoundly, I've heard stories of grief and loss in the past 3 months from neighbors, co-workers, and through connections on social media. The author of Lamentations remains in a lament by the end of the book. Part of the ending goes such as, "Joy is gone from our hearts. Our dancing has turned to mourning." Perhaps we are uncomfortable with the idea that the book doesn't end on a happy note. What is the purpose, after all, of a lament if it is not a sure way to return to happiness? One purpose given for the Book of Lamentations is to help the Israelites retain their faith in God in the face of overwhelming disaster. But how does lamenting help to retain faith? In part, I think this is answered by one of our Beatitudes. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Many of the Psalms express lament. It seems that for the Hebrew people, crying out to God was a way of both declaring their faith in Yahweh while also expressing their doubt of his care and or presence. Lamentations 5:20 sounds quite similar to Jesus' own cry from the cross. "Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long?" But from another angle, I do think the Book of Lamentations offers us something else to do when we are in a season of lament. There is a line in the passage that we read that intrigues me. "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him." My intrigue is connected to this idea of the portion, because I tend to think of a portion as something small, as something fairly limited. Frankly, I remember being a kid And on Saturday nights, we would all receive a portion of potato chips and a portion of Pepsi. And it never quite seemed enough. And it never was as much as my older brother's. But that's for another day to talk about. The manner in which the portion is used here and other places within the Psalms has its roots in the commands of the Lord to the nation of Israel regarding the inheritance of the tribe of Levi. As it is written in Deuteronomy, one of the examples in Deuteronomy 10, verse 9. Therefore, Levi does not have a portion or inheritance with his brothers of land. The Lord is his inheritance. Now, in my own words, after looking at a couple of dictionaries, I wanted to put together a definition that was that fit the context of what I'm talking about here. And I would say a portion is that allotment that indeed is enough. It is not a minimum, but rather it's that by which one is sustained. And of course, there's an element of trust inherently present between the giver and receiver of this portion. Consider the daily portion of manna that fell to the earth each morning and nourished the Israelites. Consider the portion the ravens brought Elijah in the wilderness. Also consider all that is happening in our world today. Those who are receiving, those who are waiting to receive. The one who receives is sustained by placing their trust in the one who gives life to all. Jesus brings this concept of a portion to a new and personal reality, feeding thousands from a simple lunch, stating, "I am the bread of life, and I have come that they may have life and to have it abundantly." Jesus challenges our insecurities and our reasons for hedging our bets and seeking a portion outside of God alone. And so I ask you and me, how are we sustained by the Lord? Do we regard his companionship, his provision, his sovereignty as enough? And when we experience loss, are we able to uncover the hope that is written in Lamentations? The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. One day, a few weeks ago, Jackie asked Ezra and Hillary, our children, to write their own COVID-19 lament. Now, interestingly, Ezra, our son, chose an acrostic, finding a phrase that began with each letter of this word COVID. And Hillary offered her own poetic account of the sadness that she has experienced. The extent to which this was helpful, I'm not totally sure, and maybe we will yet find out. But I can't help but reflect that when I was young, we tended to avoid this type of expression. We needed to simply tough it out. Now that I'm in my 40s, I am grateful for the opportunity to grow in understanding more deeply the importance of lament, of expressing our emotions in ways that strengthen us and reveal with whom our portion lies. Through the gifts we offer one another to learn, to grow, are indeed part of the mercies that come new every day. Jackie, along with others in my life, have helped me see that it is good to lament and listen to the laments of others, giving space for God to weep with us and direct us to ways that may alleviate our own or another's suffering. That is certainly a portion that has the capacity to sustain and bring us hope. I believe this brings hope, knowing that from time to time, we all experience the loss of something that brings great joy. Sadly, some in our world suffer this loss more than others, and some are more sensitive to the losses they face personally and see in our world. But if joy has a source beyond the human experience of pleasure and happiness, it means that it can still be present when tragedy strikes or when our situation is not pleasurable. I want to share a few stories here that demonstrate this sense of hope in the Lord, that is God, and his will and the manner in which his spirit moves amongst his people, that demonstrate that God is our portion and that it is he who sustains us. A story that I borrow from Jackie's learning tour experience to Lebanon is that of Rosangela. the woman you see on the picture on the right. She is a Syrian woman that Jackie met while she was in Lebanon at the time, and this was in 2017. Rosangela provided leadership for an organization called the Fellowship of Middle East Evangelical Churches, of which was partnered with Mennonite Central Committee for a good number of years. Of all the people they met during that time, Jackie recalls the emotion that Rosangela showed in talking about the great loss to Syria of all the young, educated people who were fleeing the country. She understood why, but it was a great lament for her nonetheless. And she, at that point, remained and kept working for the churches in Syria. Now, her name came up in conversation at her home again just recently because of an article in the recent MCC A Common Place publication, and I included a picture of it on the left. It is highlighting MCC-sponsored programs that are continuing to bring education to Syrian children. Within the publication, there's also a story of a younger Syrian man who was involved in programs run by the organization that Rosangela worked for. This fellow somehow managed to get through his dentistry training in Damascus and has done trauma training to help children deal with the effects of growing up in a war zone. Despite the sadness of the story, Jackie wonders about the joy Rosangela may feel knowing that her work is making a difference. Not for everyone, but yes, for some. And we trust it's these moments of joy in the midst of sadness and lament that offer great hope and resilience to keep doing a good work. I also want to share a bit about Lufina Lixon, the woman you see at this right in the middle of the screen. When Cyclone Idai hit Southern Africa in 2019, over 3 million people were affected in Malawi, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Families lost their homes and livelihoods, and many small-scale farmers saw all their crops washed away. In Malawi's Chikwawa district, almost 65,000 people were displaced and evacuated to 37 camps across the district. In response, the Food Grains Bank members, including Mennonite Central Committee, worked with local church partners to provide cash transfers to thousands of families. In Lufina's region, approximately 1,700 families were supported to be able to purchase the food they needed to get through the crisis. Next, the project distributed seed to survivors so they could start the process of rebuilding and recovering their livelihoods. Now, last September, our executive director, Jim Cornelius, visited families who had received seeds from the project, and he met with Lufina Lixon, a widowed mother of four. During a good year, she farms enough food to last her family for 8 months. She spends the other 4 months doing piecework in order to provide. Lufina was notified by her village's civil protection committee that she needed to evacuate her house when Cyclone Idai blew through. She was able to save some of her cooking utensils, clothes, and two sleeping mats. Lufina and her children spent over a month in a camp before they were able to return home. They found that their house had collapsed and that all their crops had washed away. And you can see her collapsed house on the photo on the left. Now, since then, Lufina has been able to begin reconstructing her home and has received seeds to plant during the winter season. According to Jim, Lufina is still feeling quite stressed for what the future holds for her, but she was so appreciative of the food she received. For her, it was truly a lifesaver because she was displaced, her house had collapsed, and she has four children. She felt that everything was against her, so receiving food took a large burden off her shoulders. Finally, I'm guessing you can recognize two people in this photo. The one on the left, longtime Drake area residents, farmers, and a part of your congregation. I trust you have learned a few things from Jim and Eileen Ewart about Haiti, conservation agriculture, and the importance of food security. They are indeed great ambassadors and offer us an example in that as Christ followers, we are learning and growing through all stages of our lives. As you likely know, the Drake area has had for decades many points of connection with the Food Grains Bank, much of which arises from a communal spirit of looking out for one another. If you did not see the story in the Lanigan Advisor, you can visit our website and read about a new growing project at Janssen, which in part was born out of your faithful following of the biblical mandate to love God and neighbor. Now, this is an appropriate moment to express to you, North Star Church, our profound appreciation for your support to help alleviate hunger and support that brings improved health and wholeness to many around the world. And this includes right here in Saskatchewan too. Your witness and actions demonstrate your experience and ability to proclaim, "The Lord is my portion, and in him I have hope." I encourage you to continue to cultivate this posture in your congregation, in your families, and in your communities as you are able. I'd like to make a few more general comments and updates about the Canadian Food Grains Bank. As I often state, and will feel compelled to continue to do so, the Canadian Food Grains Bank is a unique partnership of 15 church-based agencies representing 30 church denominations, all working together to end global hunger. And you can see the 15 church-based agencies there on the screen. Now, the beauty and richness of this reality is highlighted for me each year when we gather as board and staff every June. Now, this year we had to do it online, and it was somewhat different, but it still impacted me. We understand that we hold a common mission, and that apart from all the organizational responsibilities, we also hold a commitment to building trust and joy in each other's company. That this is what's required to walk this journey well. We lament that hunger around the world is on the rise. Since the 1980s, hunger has been on the decline in many regions. However, with the increase in conflict and heightened variability in climate, about 1 in 9 people go to bed without enough food, or they are unsure whether they will have food the next day, the next week, or the next month. Who experiences hunger? Most noticeably are the families and individuals displaced due to conflict and natural disaster. Livelihoods have been upended, homes lost, and they are dependent on emergency food distribution, just as we heard the story about Lufina. Now, these numbers exceed 65 million people. Perhaps less noticeable, but equally impacting, are the many farm families in low-income countries who neither grow enough food themselves nor earn enough income from farming or other activities to meet their food needs. Their farms are often very small, less than 2 acres, often on degraded land, poor soil conditions, and without any risk management options. They struggle through a context of government instability and with difficulties in getting their crops to market. They typically lack income and training to improve their farms. Now, overall, the majority of people who suffer from hunger are in other parts of the world. Over 500 million who are facing hunger live in Asia, and about 250 million of those live in Africa. It is also important to note that approximately 720,000 of those in that larger group are our fellow Canadians. And now, across the globe and here in Canada as well, we are all dealing with a global pandemic. COVID-19 affects us all, but to varying degrees. We can be thankful for the resources and resilience of our health system and our economic situation that can buffer a slowdown. However, this is not the case in many countries where the Food Grains Bank works. We are hearing reports from our partners and reading many news reports confirming that more and more families are losing their jobs and livelihoods and need immediate help, or they will not have enough food for their family. Many people in developing countries live day to day, so even a short-term loss of income can lead to severe hunger. The huge economic slowdown around the world is placing millions of families into a food crisis. For the most part, our members and their partners have been able to continue providing emergency food assistance for refugees and families already experiencing crisis levels of food insecurity. Our partners have quickly adapted their programs to protect beneficiaries and staff from contracting COVID-19 and to meet the requirements of local health authorities. And it's summarized in this statement on the left of the screen. We are grateful for local partners who've been very willing and creative and diligent in providing the essential service of food assistance to populations that are impacted by food insecurity. Canada's international role, lengthy and honorable as it is not something we can assume will always be the case. If decision makers don't hear from their constituents, they may assume people don't care about global hunger. Our e-postcard campaign is an easy way for Canadians to make their voice heard and let their MP know that they support more aid to help end hunger. It takes just a minute to send your e-postcard, and you can personalize it too, choosing the issue that matters most to you, such as emergency and disaster response, education and healthcare, or gender equality. For those interested in taking things a step further, ask me about our Harvest of Letters program, where we provide everything you need to host the gathering, where everyone writes handwritten letters to their MPs. And when we hear from MPs, we know that they say handwritten letters are essentially carry the most weight because it represents someone who's taken time to express their opinion to their MP. Another way to stay engaged here in Saskatchewan with the Food Grains Bank is by way of our monthly e-newsletter that provides readers with updates, stories, and reports on past and upcoming Food Grains Bank events in our province. This is an email that comes once a month to your email. So send me an email using the address below, noting that you would like to receive the newsletter, and I can sign you up if that's something that you would like to do. Finally, brothers and sisters, please join me in prayer as I read the words penned by my colleague and friend, Megan Silencio, who sends her warm greetings to you all, with extra hugs to Jim and Eileen. They were together in Haiti about a year and a half ago. Appear to us, O Lord Jesus. Open our eyes. May we recognize you as we break bread, remembering those who will go without. As we serve others, remembering those whose cries for help receive no answer. As we shelter at home, remembering those who are forced to flee. As we sow seeds of hope, remembering those who farm to survive. In this time of loss and confusion, set our hearts burning. Stay with us, Lord Jesus, as we journey, moving forward as one people, remembering that you have called each one of us according to your purpose to participate in your new creation. Amen. Many blessings to you, North Star Church. We hope crops do well this year. We hope you have a summer of being able to connect with those around you, with loved ones. And we look forward to seeing you in person sometime in the future. God bless.
Thanks, Rick, and thank you for reminding us, as well as giving us something new to think about. This is our prayer time, so I invite you to spend your time praying with me, and as always, if you need to, just, you know, pause the video and spend more time on a particular portion or particular part of the prayer. So let's begin. Lord, we lift up Darwin and the extended family. Give him your comfort. Give him your sense of hope, and especially for the whole family and friends. Give your love in ways that they know it's only from you. We thank you for the rain and now for the heat. Our gardens and our crops are growing. Yes, it happens every year, for better or worse, but when it happens, it's always a sense of joy and pride in our work, and thanks for the weather. We also remember the twins, Calvin and Leah's. We thank you that they're healthy and growing. Lord God of heaven and earth, with joy and thanksgiving, we praise you For you create, sustain, and redeem all things. For making us in your image to love one another and to care for your creation, we give thanks. For the gift of your Son, whose life is a pattern for our lives and learning, we give thanks. For the Spirit, for the energy of your Spirit, to inspire us in times of challenge and change, we give you thanks. Strengthen us in these difficult days to show your love to others as we pray for the church and for those who lead it, and as we adapt to new ways of worshiping and being together. Be with North Star as we've chosen not to open up until possibly September. We pray this pleases you, that it protects us, and that we continue to worship in the ways we have been through this recording, but also as so many are connecting with other churches and other worship services also. We pray for creation, that we may learn to reverence and care for it. We pray for those who lead in the nations of the world, that they may work for the well-being of the most vulnerable. We lift up those who serve as teachers, healers, and caregivers in these stressful days when their work is so demanding as well as dangerous. We remember the poor, the homeless, the hungry, and all whose livelihoods have been disrupted during the pandemic. Especially for those around the world who don't have the support systems we have here in Canada. We remember those who are ill or struggling in isolation, and for those who mourn the loss of someone dear. And we are thankful that now relatives can visit those in our nursing homes, our lodges, under strict instructions, but still, finally, there's some face-to-face time and conversation. We must remember the powerless and the oppressed in all places, and for those who work to defend them, keep them safe. Hear us now as we pray in silence for situations on our hearts this day. We also lift up those who are lamenting for all the reasons life gives us, as well as in this difficult time. We ask that those who have more than their portion be willing to generously share it. We ask that those who don't have their fair portion to live be assisted in receiving it with work, or if necessary, with gifts of love and good governments. We remember the vulnerable people around the world, and we thank you, God, for the Canadian Food Grains Bank and our ability to help them so they can help people around the world. We ask that the people and the systems that are greedy and stingy be changed, so your kingdom come, Lord Jesus. God eternal, keep us in communion with your people across all times and in all places, May we serve you faithfully, blessing others as we have been blessed by your love through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, let your name remain holy. Bring about your kingdom where everyone has their portion. Manifest your will here on earth as it is manifest in heaven. Give us each day that day's bread, no more nor less. And forgive us our debts as we forgive those who owe us something. And we forgive those who owe us something. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But let your kingdom be, and let it be powerful and glorious forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And may you take these words, this blessing, with you as you go about for another week of work and play. May the Lord, who brought us to birth by his Spirit, strengthen us for the Christian life. May the Lord, who provides for all our needs, sustain us day by day. May the Lord, whose steadfast love is constant as a mother's care, send us out to live and work for others. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Go into your week, knowing that you are embraced by the love of God, a love sweeter and more tender than any you have ever known. In Jesus' name, amen. Go refreshed and in peace. God bless.